Don't let anybody say that there isn't fate involved in your lives, people, because this kind of stuff can happen to you also. Life is full of all kinds of changes and amazing coincidences that lead to prosperous fates. How's that?
We now return you to your regularly scheduled podcast already in progress.
Okay, so where were we?
I think it's my turn.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Flaming Youth.
Flaming Youth? Love
great
it.
Song! That's not on my list.
Mine damn either, it, man. It's really hard to get, you know.
I know, man.
There's just so many to choose from.
I'm kind of pissed now that that's not on my list.
I feel
I think
your pain.
Too, though, it's like, you know, you could ask me next week and my list would probably be different. You know?
Yeah. That's how I'd be too.
But and today.
I tried not to cheat. I didn't want to look at the albums. I just wanted to see
what I did.
Really stands out to me, you know, when I think of Paul Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you I know? Did, minus one change that I just had to put I Still Love You.
Right.
One of his greatest. So it would be your pick next, right, Joe?
Yes, and I'm going to go with Making Love.
Classic. Don't have it, though.
I don't have that one, but I fucking love that one.
Not only is Paul sounding really great, but, man, you can't deny that's one of the greatest Ace leads ever.
Right. You
know? I agree.
Yeah, that's a big thing for it. Man, I love Paul's vocal. And, you know, when Paul's really on, you know, there was a thing where Paul Stanley asked not long ago, what's your favorite Paul Stanley lyric? I think he asked it on Twitter or something like that.
Yeah.
And so many people answered so many different things. And I kind of feel like that's what we're doing right now. It's so funny, you know. And Paul's was, I'm a man, I'm no baby, and you're looking every inch of lady.
Nice. Come on, love me, huh?
Looking like you should be good.
That is a killer one.
Yeah. And I was thinking, man, that is probably one of the best Paul Stanley there.
Right. And it's not rapey at all.
No. Yeah.
I told you guys about it. I dated this chick who I was trying to turn on to kiss. I played her Making Love because I love it. And she's like, you know, she's, that's just a bit on the rapey side.
I can see that. It's just, it's like I tell myself that it's not like that.
Nah, I mean, anyways, you know,
no.
You can't rape the willing.
You know,
the old saying goes.
I don't know.
Where are you going, man?
All hell's breaking loose.
That's your next one?
No. Uh-oh. Did you guys ever look at that as like the first rock rap?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it was. I don't know if that was before the Run DMC one or not.
I believe it was.
Yeah, because that was 84, so look at us, 83.
That whole street hustler thing. And I was always like, man, that's rap rock. And Paul Stanley did it first.
Right. Yeah, or Blondie, I think people.
But Blondie was more of a pop thing.
Yeah, it wasn't rock. Yeah, you're correct about that. Yeah, I mean, we may have to give it to Paul, man, for creating a bunch of bands that I can't fucking stand at all.
Yeah.
I hate the rap rock thing. It ain't for me. But, yeah, I think he would have to be the first one that I could think of in that genre.
Yeah.
He doesn't get his due for it, though, at all.
Well, but, that's just going to happen because he's in Kiss.
Right. Yeah, they don't get any respect.
So you don't like rap rock? You don't like Rage Against the Machine and stuff like that? I love them.
I liked them at the time. I don't find myself listening to them anymore, though, you know?
I love Rage, but it's, to me, as I've gotten older, it seems like it's just complaint rock.
Yeah, they're just bitching. Bitch, yeah. They got some pretty wicked grooves on some of those songs, though, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that, like, guitar. That
Tom Morello's
like
the man now
stuff.
In the Kiss Army, so.
Yeah.
He did a good job, man. I really liked what he had to say about him. It was great.
Yeah, it was perfect. When the Olympics were here in Atlanta and Rage played about 2 weeks before, and they made this big deal about, you know, how Atlanta chased all the homeless people out of Atlanta. And I was just like, all right, we'll bring them all to your house.
Right.
And I was just, which was really crappy, but, you know, at the same time, it was like, I felt so, oh, please, I'm here to hear you play. Don't bitch about Atlanta.
Right. Hey, let me do a quick save again, you guys.
Okay.
Hold on a second. But anyways, we're still rolling, and I have no idea where we were.
Who? I think it was my turn.
And you yes.
Did okay. What?
Huh?
What was your song?
The next one, I Was Made for Loving You.
Really?
And I, yes, because I love Dynasty.
I know you do.
That's on my list.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow. See, I don't have that one. Never been a fan of that one. And it's not because it's some disco track. I just never liked it that much.
Yeah, I love that song. And if you get a chance to hear them do it where it's heavy, you know?
Oh, live, it's definitely better. Even like a live 3, it's pretty fucking heavy, dude. You know?
Yeah. And have you guys ever seen the... Jody, you may have. I don't know. But have you ever seen the Shreds video of it?
No.
Okay, so when all you people out there listening, go on YouTube when we're done with the show and type in Kiss Shreds. And basically what it is some guys edited out Paul's vocals.
Yeah.
And the music, and then put what it looks like he's saying.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, when we're done, immediately go and do that. And then send me a message on Facebook and tell me what you think. You will cry.
Damn.
It is so funny because everything that the singer says, and he does it in this really weird, funny voice.
Right.
It looks like Paul Stanley is saying these words. And at one point, they show Peter, and he's got his lips all pouted, and it looks like he's going. And they put it in there.
That's hilarious.
So like the music.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to have to check that out. I've seen a couple ones. Like, have you seen that? There's like a video of this band called the Paul Stanleys, and they're like at McDonald's, and like the guy's in Paul's makeup, and he's ordering, like, he's like, I want a Big Mac.
Oh, no.
And what goes better to wash that down? You know? He's doing the whole cold gin rap, trying to get the like clerk or whatever to say Coke instead of cold gin and shit like that.
That's funny.
It's definitely funny. I've linked it on the old Strange Ways a long time ago, but I'll have to redo that so you can check that out. It's fucking great. And I also saw another one, man, where it was like a Phantom of the Park kind of remix, and it had like scenes, but every time Gene would do his like growl, it would be like a belch sound and shit. It's pretty funny.
I still think it's hilarious.
Look for this stuff.
Right.
Me and Slade, when we left one of the Rocket Ride shows, we went to Moto Mart in like full Kiss makeup.
Right.
And it was late at night, but there was like 4 people, and we got like the weirdest looks. Like even the clerk guy didn't really say anything. He was just like, what the hell?
He was probably worried you're going to fucking stick him up.
Right.
But
because remember that there was a...
Yeah, like some band of Paul Stanley's like destroying some car lot or something.
Yeah. I saw that video.
I really don't think those were Kiss fans. I think that they just bought those...
I kind of doubt it.
That would just be disappointing.
It'd be like Chopper's gang fucking shit up at the park, dude.
Right.
That ain't cool.
Yes, the truth.
Anyways, so that was yours, Rachel. What you got next, Joe?
Creatures of the Night.
Boom. Don't have it, but do love it.
Same here.
It's just really hard to pick 10 songs that we could agree on, apparently.
Yeah. Another Paul Stanley great vocal, you know, the drums at the beginning come through, you know, when you see it live, it's just, and you know what, and I have to say that live, I really like the way Eric Singer sounds when he plays it, you know, he's got a really heavy foot.
Yeah, it's kick-ass, dude. That's you know, everyone loves that song because it's just so fucking heavy.
Yeah.
A really strange guitar solo, it almost sounds like backwards or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, though. I think it's pretty cool.
It's Vinny on that one, right?
I don't know, man. I've heard that there's a bunch of different people. I think I might have heard it on the KST Creatures thing, but I think they were saying that it was the dude from that band Mr. Mister. Can you believe that shit?
Really?
Like Steve Ferris, I think was his name.
Man, I listened to that show somehow. Oh, you know what? I do remember that.
I was thinking that when I heard it, I was like, Mr. Mister?
That's a great KST episode, too.
Oh, man, I love that. Those guys, you know what? Everything they do is great.
So many, you know, Creatures of the Night is one of those albums that, man, you're like, I'm pleased with that. If they would have skipped Dynasty and Unmasked and gone straight to Creatures.
Yeah, they never probably would have had the big lull, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, it and I know that's off subject, but, God, man, Creatures of the Night is such a great album. Right. It's on my turntable right now. I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Right on.
You know?
I'm one of those people, though, that I don't like. I like it, you know, but it's not even probably in my top 10 Kiss records, though.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is with me. I've always been a little off. I don't know, man.
That's what makes you you.
Right, yeah. I'm just different than most people, apparently. But, like, Revenge and Creatures are, like, two of my least favorite Kiss records, believe it or not.
Wow.
I think that on both of them, you know, I'm not a big metalhead. Maybe that's part of it, but, it's like on both of those records, I feel like they're just trying to chase what was popular at the time, you know? And like to me, I like the sound where Kiss was doing their own damn thing, you know?
Yeah.
The first few records. But I'm not saying that those records aren't awesome and I've, you know, played them to death in my life and like them, you know, but they're not in my top 10. Well, maybe top, I don't know. They're not in my favorites though, you know, by any stretch. Especially Revenge, man. I loved Revenge when it was new, dude, but that record, I can't even hardly listen to it, man. I skip most of those songs. Like you were saying, your worst Paul song? One of mine, does Paul sing Tough Love? Because if he does, that's mine, dude. I hate that song.
I think so, yeah.
That song sucks, bro. And most of the, you know, I don't think there is a good Paul song on Revenge, is there? That's like a Gene record to me.
I can't think of... You know, I remember reading somewhere where right before, you know, after Hot in the Shade came out, when they were on tour for that they were sending people into the crowd going, what do you want from Kiss? And I think that they were getting the word back that fans were going, more Gene.
Well, yeah.
And
Gene
then,
was,
you know,
absent for so many years, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't think of a video besides I Love It Loud that Gene...
No, he doesn't have any, like, the video singles, I don't think. Well, Domino, I guess he had, and Unholy, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, that's before, what I'm saying. Yeah, that. It came after, right. That came after Hot in the Shade, so...
Yeah, exactly.
It makes sense that those two, you know...
Right. Yeah, I mean, they really did come back with a lot of the classic Gene songs on the Revenge Tour, you know, like Watching You, and didn't they bring back God of Thunder?
I think so, yeah. Oh, yeah, because, I think they had that on the Sphinx. The Sphinx sang it in Hot in the Shade.
Right.
You know, that was really funny.
The old Sphinxster.
Wish I would have thought of it.
Right. Oh, man, oh, man. Kiss is just a strange beast, man. They do some weird shit, man, but, you know, that's what keeps
it
interesting.
They throw it all at the wall and see what sticks.
Right.
And whatever sticks, they go, oh, yeah, let's do that tomorrow night.
Right, right. Okay, so that was yours?
Yep.
Okay, so then it'll be me next, and I'm going to go with I Want You.
That's a good one. I don't remember. I thought I had that on my list, but I don't see it.
I don't have it, damn it.
Another classic, Paul. It's in his, you know.
I think we've only had one or two that we only had one that we all had, I think. Wait.
Yeah, I Stole Your Love. I think that's the only one.
That's the only one.
So you guys didn't have that. What do you think about it, though?
It's sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very... He's determined in that song. It's like he's
like
on the hunt.
It sounds like he's like speaking to you like as a woman. I don't know. It just sounds like...
Oh, shit. Talking tingles again, huh?
Yeah, me too. In my pants.
Right.
You know, I'll tell you what though. I always looked at that kind of like if he was a hitman or a police officer looking for the bad guy.
Yeah, because you can run, you can hide.
Yeah.
Never get away.
Never get away. You can lie and deny. You know you can. Obviously,
it's either that or like a super. Yeah, it's either that or like a super stalker jam.
Yeah, so there was no way I was looking at it and thinking and going, "Oh, this is about what it's really about." When I was a kid, it's like back. It's like when you watch. It's like when you watch Role Models and he's sitting there explaining to the kid what Love Gun's about.
Right.
When I was, eight, I was like, no idea.
Yeah, I didn't think of it as a cock song when I was a kid at all. And it's kind of strange, that I wonder what our parents were. Did they get it or not,
Hell no, they didn't get it. My mom to this day is so naive about Kiss. It's just like.
Right. Yeah, it's some pretty filthy shit to be listening to when you're, 10 years old. Yeah.
Well, I met Gene Simmons at a private party, and I walked up to him, and I said, he goes, hello, and I go, it was so funny because I was so nervous that the first thing that came out of my mouth was, my mom says you're the devil.
What did he say?
He goes, I get that every day. Who's next? Rachel?
Yep.
Yeah. This one's not my all-time favorite. I'll save that for last. But this is, right below it, and it's because it's gotten me through a lot of, hard times for some reason. It just always stuck with me. And it's Every Time I Look at You.
Really?
Yes.
See, that was in the contention for one of my all-time most hated Paul songs. But I can understand,
It always hit me, emotionally. It always just had a place in my heart.
Right. What do you think about it, Joe?
I agree. God, I hate that that's true, but...
You agree with me or with Rachel?
I agree with Rachel.
Oh, Joe's got a soft spot.
What's the other love song that he wrote on that album?
What's that? That was on Revenge.
Yeah. There is another one. I just can't think right now on the spot.
A ballad?
Not maybe it's not on Revenge.
There's Forever.
Oh,
there's
Forever, mountains. I think. No, Forever's not on Revenge.
He's talking about I Would Climb Any Mountain, and I can't think of the name of it right now.
Nothing Can Keep Me From You or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's not on Revenge.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, he wrote one of those with Diane Yeah, didn't she write something like that? Had to do with Titanic song or...
Really? I don't know.
I think so. I think that's what I've read. And, I mean, the album came out so many years ago, but...
Right.
Yeah, that's another, another one of those Paul Stanley ones where he wrote it and probably was feeling specific, about somebody.
Yeah.
I always just felt that Every Time I Look at You was kind of like a low-budget Forever, just trying to keep that whole thing going. And
Forever's definitely another one. Do you remember on the indie video that guy was talking about Forever?
Yeah.
That had me crying, really hard, because I definitely understand having songs mean so much to you.
Right.
They had a video for that, too, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have never seen it on MTV, though.
Yeah, Paul had a beard.
Yeah, he did.
And I didn't think it looked good at all.
Nah, Gene could pull off a beard, but not Paul,
Yeah.
Ace with a beard, and you see those old pictures, he does it well, and Peter. It's just not a Paul thing.
But you see the Ace picture where it looks like the lion from Wizard of Oz?
Yes, I have. That is so great.
It's so dead on. And the funny thing is when I saw it, I thought, man, it's like the lion from the Wizard of Oz, and then... a week later, somebody was already, posting it. I was like, damn.
I thought that whole thing, that was on that ghost show. I thought that was so goofy.
Right.
I was like, really?
Yeah.
I always thought Hetfield looked like that.
On some stairs. Ace's nice way of saying, I was trashed and I tripped. Somebody pushed me, though.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's Ace the same Bradley. House that burned, though, not too long after he did that show.
Yeah, it's true. It actually burned. It caught on fire right after it went into foreclosure.
Oh, yeah.
But Ace was, and the messed up thing was is immediately everybody went, oh, yeah, he's trying to collect some money or something.
Yeah.
And then, of course, people are immediately coming to his rescue and going, he wasn't even in the state. He was across the country in California. And I'm thinking to myself, not that this happened, because this is... definitely probably what did not happen. But I'm thinking to myself, if I'm going to have somebody burn my house down, I'm not going to be in the state when I get them to do it.
Right.
but like I said, it was a storm and it knocked the tree into the power lines and that's what happened. But they all, you know, people immediately started like go, you know, one half of them was going, Ace did this, and the other half was going, he wasn't even around. It was really strange.
When I first heard it, I was freaking out thinking like he got hurt or got killed or something. And I was like, no.
Oh, no. Thank that goodness. Would suck. That would be an awful day. It was bad enough losing Eric Carr for me.
Dude, you ain't kidding.
I had to take a walk, a long walk. It's like,
man, Eric Carr, dude, that hit me hard too, man.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
Speaking of like that kind of stuff, like my dad, I mean, it's not funny because whenever you love a band so much that, you know, you feel that pain if somebody passed away. Well, before I got into Kiss, I was like really obsessed with Ozzy, like a little bit prior to like a year or so. And one day my dad, I come home from school and he was messing with me. He's like, did you see the news? Ozzy Osbourne died today. And I started crying, like,
oh, no.
Bawling my eyes out. And he's like, I'm just kidding. That's so mean. Like, you know, when you have that bond with music.
Right. Yeah, that's a kind of a mean trick to play on somebody.
This isn't funny.
My dad actually, well, this is off subject. You can cut this out if you have to, but my dad, met Ozzy in the 80s and he got his autograph, but it was just like in silver marker. He just really quick wrote Ozzy. Right. And my dad thought it was like kind of like lame because he was like, well, no one's gonna believe me that that's really his signature. So he just like, I think he gave it away or something. Oh, like, wow. That.
Oh man,
I would have kept it
just
for my own personal memories. But where were we on this list, man?
It was Every Time I Look at You, right?
Oh, yeah. So that would have been Rachel, so you'd be next.
My last one on my list, although I have two, but nobody said Detroit Rock City, did they?
Nope.
Okay, well, let's save that one.
Okay.
Heaven's on Fire.
Boom. I don't have that either, but it's classic.
It's classic. Paul's vocal at the beginning is just so wreck. He's like, every time he announces, he's like, people are always like, oh, I know that one from the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you see that you thing know? On the expo where the fan asked him to do it?
I was just about to talk about that.
Go ahead.
They were like, can you do the intro to Heaven's on Fire? And he's like, that requires a really tight pair of jeans and a spotlight.
Yeah, that's so funny.
That's great. Yeah, that's so, like, instantly recognizable, you know. What did you think of, did you hear, like, you know, when they did that, like, the re-records, like, a couple years ago, came out with Sonic Boom and
yeah,
whatever it was called in Japan. I don't know how to say it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I never listened to it.
It's a really strange version of Heaven's on Fire, man. It's, like, kind of slow. It's kinda,
I felt like everything was strange.
I liked a couple of those versions, but Heaven's on Fire, hey. I prefer the Animalize version.
My whole thing is why would they redo all those songs? You know,
I could see doing something like, you know, if you're gonna do some re-records, I think they would be better off just do Hotter Than Hell over again because it sounds so crappy on the original. You know?
Yeah.
People would be up in arms about it. You know, how dare they, and all this and that. But you know, that one could stand to benefit from a new sound. You know what I mean?
I want to say that there's been, like, a lot of calls for it.
Yes.
Right. I don't know. I mean,
I'm cracking up over here because my mom walked in when I was telling that story about Ozzy, and she said my dad didn't give it away, that he lost it when he was high and partying.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, no.
Is your mom still in the room?
No, she walked out.
I was going to be like, hi, Mom.
Right.
I don't know. I was cracking up.
That's great. Okay, so that was your last one. Somehow I think I have a couple left.
Oh, no, I did 10.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm coming up on my last one.
But a couple of mine you guys had.
True. The only ones that I haven't mentioned, did I mention Mr. Speed? Because that's on my list.
Oh, man, I missed that one.
One of my favorites. You know
that's on the Speed soundtrack.
Is it really?
Yeah, man, with Keanu Reeves.
On the bus, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
With that girl on the bus?
Yeah.
I never noticed that. Was it in the movie or just the soundtrack?
I think the credits at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that movie. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
That's a great underrated Paul song, I think. I think he sings it well. It's a great riff. And just an all-around underrated Kiss tune. What do you guys think?
It's a great song. I'm sad it's not on my list.
Right.
I'm sad when we get done.
Yeah, it's classic. We actually just we've covered it recently, and I'm still waiting for Clinton to get to the damn studio to sing it. But man, oh man, the music sounds great. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. But anyways, who else has songs left?
I have my all-time favorite left.
What you got?
This is my all-time favorite, not just Paul song, but Kiss song.
What you got?
Strutter.
Yeah?
Oh, that's... How did I miss that?
I don't have it either, but yeah, I mean, that's one of the most classic Paul songs.
That's always been my favorite.
Really?
Always.
Why is that?
I don't know, just the moment I heard it, it stuck with me. And then also, the movie... I told you before that we've talked about this, Detroit Rock City had a big influence on me, just because, like, right. You know, the Kiss fans and everything, and that scene where he gets up and strips to it, it just always... stuck with me. It's just...
yeah.
I'm sure it did.
And then ultimately vomits.
Right.
Yes. I just thought it was, I don't know, it's always stuck with me. That's all.
That's definitely a classic.
Was so hot in that movie with him.
Oh, yeah. Big time. You'd think it would be weird for Gene to put his wife out there like that, but I guess not.
Yeah, I thought that was always weird.
She was, you know, I don't know if you saw this, Jody, but did you see that she tweeted me?
No, dude. That's awesome.
One night I was
trying to get a date with Sophie.
No, that would be sweet, though.
Hell yes,
but no, I was laying in bed, and I was going through my Twitter account on my iPad, and I saw Shannon, her account. No, I was waking up. That's what happened. Okay. I woke up, and I wrote good morning to her.
Yeah.
And then that night, as I was about to go to sleep at about 1 in the morning, she rang through and said good night.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really funny.
So what's up with you with these Playmates? You know, Playmates, Penthouse Pets, dude.
I posted it on the website. It was really awesome.
I might have seen
it. It was really funny because the next morning she tweeted good morning to me.
That's cool, dude.
And Matt Porter was like, get it, Joe.
Hell yeah.
I was like, whatever, dude. I was like, it's so funny because I kept posting that she was posting to me.
Right.
And it was really weird because somebody went onto my tweet and then ripped her.
What?
About how she treats Gene or something like, I don't know who she was talking about in an interview, maybe George Clooney being hot or something like that, you know? And somebody ripped her for it, and then she, like, fired back.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, it was really crazy. I'll make sure that I'll take a photo of the whole exchange, and I'll send it to the Strange Ways Facebook so you can see it. It's just insane, man.
That's
like,
awesome.
Because she was like, oh... And I guess you're not upset every time he says that he wants to do Sophia Loren.
That's great.
Weird. It's such a strange, you know.
Right. That's pretty cool, though, man. You got some kind of allure with these Penthouse Playmates.
Yeah.
Pimp, dude.
Straight
pimp.
Yeah.
I love it. Glad to be a friend of a pimp.
Yeah.
Hook me up, dude. I need some Playmates in my life.
Yeah.
My old lady will let me have some, I bet.
Yeah, definitely share.
Right. So do you have one last song? I got one last song on my list that we haven't spoke about. You got one, Joe?
Detroit Rock City.
Boom. You know, another absolute classic and one of Paul's favorites as well. So, I mean,
yeah.
You can't go wrong with it. I left it off just because, you know, it's one of those ones you've heard 10 billion times.
Yeah.
I'm always...
You know, and sitting around, you start, you know, and Paul, you know, the fact that Paul did half a lead on that.
Yeah, that's pretty kick-ass.
You know, that's cool, you know, because that's not something he does a lot of. And, you know, and when you, if you sit back, you know, there are people right now that are listening to this show that are going, you know, I can't believe they didn't pick Do You Love Me.
I had it, but crossed it off.
Yeah, you know, that song is so, you know, in your face. He's definitely singing it about, it's so personal, you know?
Right.
I've always loved when he's like the 7-inch leather heels thing. Where
yeah,
like
yeah,
pauses,
yeah.
The pause between.
The pause, so yeah.
Cool. Right, the anticipation of cock.
Yeah.
You know, that's a woman thing, I reckon. Maybe some dudes out there. You never know. But one thing we haven't talked about, and it's the only one that we haven't talked about on my list, and which would be the last one for me, it's coming off of Paul's solo record. I'm talking Tonight You Belong to Me. What do you guys think about that song?
Yes.
That is a great song.
That is awesome. When I think of Paul's record, that, you know, that's the first song, and it's just, yeah, the thing about Paul's solo album is it sounds like Kiss.
That's why it's my favorite.
You know, yeah, so it's not like Gene, where, you know, Gene took a chance and went out, you know, outside of his comfort zone.
Right.
And Peter, that's, you know, that's, yeah.
That's the one that, like, he barely ever played live. Hasn't he only played it live, like, once or something like that?
Only on his solo tours, you know.
So he does play it all the time if he goes on solo tour?
Yeah, I have it on video.
That's one of the greatest, you know, it's just a killer song altogether.
Yes.
And it's kind of this classic Paul Stanley formula where you start off kind of, you know, like a Black Diamond or I Want You. Or
yeah,
it's
nice
a Paul thing. It's killer.
Clean tone, 12 string.
And then Balls to the Wall.
Yeah.
It's killer.
That's really...
I absolutely love that one.
You know, Paul, he figured out the formula early and every chance he got. And he didn't do it too much, but he did it just the right times.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's an absolute masterpiece in my mind, and, you know, it just is. I love it. You guys got any thoughts on it? But you, Rachel, what do you think?
That's definitely, it's not in my top 10, but it's definitely close, because that's,
yeah, it would
I
be...
love, I'm a big fan of the love songs, and it's just like, it's so, I don't know, it's just, it, for some reason I'm thinking that most chicks think that one's another rapey one, though, because it's like,
I'm gonna tonight you belong to me. In my basement, mine. Chained up.
Exactly.
It's, you know, Paul, the one thing that we can all, you know, figure out here is besides the maybe two that we had one that was on all of our list. That's it. And then I crossed off a couple when you guys mentioned them. But other than that, I mean, we've heard, you know, 38 different songs.
Right.
And if we were to make a Paul Stanley, you know, CD with nothing but Paul Stanley songs on it.
That'd be one epic CD.
It would be an epic CD.
Yes, it would.
You know, I love Gene, but, you know, it's just, it wouldn't, you can't do that with Gene. Or maybe you can.
You can, but it wouldn't be as awesome.
It would, yeah, you know, you have... And he doesn't, I guess he didn't sing as much as Paul, especially in the 80s. And,
right.
You know, but Paul's songs, you know, he, like I said, you know, it would be a killer, a double CD, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just feel like Paul writes the better songs and sings the best. So, I mean, he's the guy.
Yes.
He's the guy.
When I think of my favorite Kiss songs, they're almost always Paul ones, you know?
Yeah.
There's some good, you know, I got a few Genes. If I was going to do a top 10 of all time or something, there'd be some Gene songs and maybe an Ace one or two. But mostly Paul.
Same, it wouldn't be the same for me, though, because Paul and, well, Ace and Paul are my favorites. So,
right.
Like, I do love Gene and Peter, too. It's just, I wouldn't be as excited, you know?
Right. I think it'd be cool if they did a box set for each, you know, like Paul's own box set of all his great
shit. Oh my god!
And...
Don't give them any ideas.
Right.
Wait, didn't they do this?
Well, they got
icons.
Yeah, I guess they. Well, did they? I didn't buy that one, so I don't know.
I didn't either.
I think Icons was, you know, a disc of Paul, a disc of Peter, a disc of Ace, a disc of Peter.
Jeez, what does that sound? You hear that? What the hell is that?
Sorry.
Rachel rubbing her beard up against the microphone.
I was moving the laptop.
Oh, okay.
Right on.
It sounded like a beard being rubbed in the microphone. I was like,
yeah.
How funny.
But yeah, I mean, Paul, I didn't get the Icons. What did they do for Peter Criss, dude? I mean, the solo songs too? Or... And Ace doesn't have, I mean, Ace has a great solo album and quite a few good Kiss songs, so I could see him having a whole disc, but man.
You know, it's so hard to own everything that they have, but I'm trying to think that the Icons was Paul, you know, Paul songs, Gene songs, Ace, Peter,
right.
And I'm sure, you know, there was, you know, for Peter, you could come up with a playlist, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it's just, you know, he's like Ringo, he gets his spots.
Right. Yeah, my least favorite of the Beatles, the Ringo, as well. He just sang all the goofy ones, you know. But anyways, all in all, we can agree that Paul Stanley is the man.
He's can the man.
He is the man. Rachel, you need to get on Paul's team. Ace is awesome, too. Because I love Ace just as much as you do. But, you know, in Kiss right now, it's all about Paul. I'm dying to hear Ace's record, though. But anyways, so one thing we're going to do is the Kiss Army roll call. What it is just a chance. It's just a chance for our fans to get a shout out, basically. And I make a little post and they make a little like or a comment, and then we acknowledge that. So the first one that I have on my little list that I've written down is Adam Perkins. What's up, Adam? How you doing, brother? Thanks for listening. What do you got, Rachel?
I have George Navarro, which he is a person that I have been following on Instagram for a while, and he's been following me. Big Kiss collector.
Right on.
Yeah, I want to say I've seen George on quite a few posts.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you'll recognize most of these names, Joe, because we all listen to the same shows. Up next on this list that I got, we got Ben Mitchell. What's up, Ben? You know that guy, don't you, Joe?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Ben? How you doing, brother? What you got, Rachel? Who's next?
I don't know their real name, but their username on Instagram, I hope I'm saying it right, is Guido of the Millennium.
What up, Guido of the Millennium?
Guido! Fist in the air. Pump it.
Right on, man. I really do appreciate all of our listeners, though, each and every one of these people. Up next on Facebook, we had Michael Wood, and he posted yesterday, and he wanted us to make sure that we mentioned Kenny Kerner and maybe have a moment of silence. So how about we take a little moment of silence right here? Okay, so rest in peace, Kenny, man. You know, thanks for all your contributions in the Kistery. So,
and there were a lot.
Yeah, very many. And right now you're hearing something that he did off coming off of Hotter Than Hell, so dig on that. Who you got next there, Rachel?
Another user from Instagram, the Fernando96, and I just started following him. He has been following me for a while.
Right on, Fernando96.
Yep.
We also have David Haltom, another Western Kentucky boy. What's up, brother? How you doing? How you doing? What you got, Rachel? What you got?
Okay, no more like shout-outs, but I do want to mention a show coming up for Rocket Ride because it's quite unique, and I think it's awesome. They always do the makeup and everything like that. They're doing an unmasked and unplugged show.
Cool.
Yeah. Sweet.
And that's on June 8th.
Is that the one that's on a Sunday?
Yes, that's the one that you said you wanted to go to.
Oh, yeah, I'm going because I'm off.
Yep.
Sweet. Dude, I've been dying to see those guys, you know.
It's in St. Charles, Missouri, so anyone that's local can look that up.
That's going to be cool. Maybe we'll do like a mini cast about that after the fact. But we're going to keep it on rolling on this Kiss roll call. We got Michelle Kohler, who is one of the administrators over at Kiss Janity page. Great page on Facebook.
Yes.
I'm sure you've all been there. We got Matt Porter, what could you say about Matt Porter? Everybody loves this guy.
One of the nicest guys in the business.
We love him. We love you, Matt. We really do. You do a great job, and you're just a great guy. And thanks for signing up, dude.
You know what? And this would be a good time to mention that his show got changed. I think he said he's on Fridays now.
Oh, he's back on Friday?
No, Thursdays.
Okay, yeah. For the summer, he usually changes to Thursdays.
Thursdays, yeah. So... you know,
just
if
you get on the Kiss Room Facebook, he'll keep you apprised of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, great guy, great show. If you're not listening to it, I feel like you're slipping a little bit. So check the Kiss Room out. It's really good.
Yes.
We also have
Jody. Have you ever been on his show?
Never been on the Kiss Room. He's supposed to be on Strange Ways pretty soon, but I've never been on the Kiss Room. I'd like to be though.
Yeah, I know. Let's send out the hint right now.
Hint, Matt. We're gonna Skype you.
Jody and Joe with Matt.
That'd be cool.
This room sounds like fun.
I'd like to be able to talk to Chris G, too, because he's a great Paul.
Yeah, he's a good Paul Stanley, man. So much fun.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so up next on the list, was that all you had, Rachel?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to rapid fire these. We got our boy Andrew Kiss. What's up, bro?
Yep, Andrew.
We all know Andrew.
Real last name Kiss.
Yeah.
Right?
A really cool dude.
I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I did, too. He did the Eric Carr episode with us a couple of weeks ago. Turned out pretty great. He's going to be coming back around, too. We're working on something, too. So stay tuned for our brother Andrew Kiss. Melissa Jacobs says we want to say hello to her. And David Allen Dodson. I'm sure you guys know about him, right? He's all over Facebook. And our boy from Pods and Sods, Craig Smith. Another fantastic show. I love Pods and Sods. It's not always about Kiss or anything, but it's always really entertaining. Really cool.
Yes.
You guys should check that out. We got Matt Mifflin. Special shout out to Matt from me.
Aw, that's sweet.
That's Rachel's old man. What's up, brother? We also got Jeff Ludban. He says, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. We also have... We got this Manny White. We do have Manny White and Fernando Carrillo. And also Chris Lyon, the Lion Man from Austin, Texas. And the Woz, Paul Wozniak. So that's the Kiss Army Roll Call for this episode.
That's a good list.
Hell yeah. We want to thank everyone who listens. And if you're not listening to Podcast Rock City, definitely got to go check that out.
Aw, thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I've been listening to Podcast Rock City since the very first episode. I always liked it. I thought it was great. It just keeps getting better and better.
He has me on once a month. You're on it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not why I like it, but it doesn't hurt. You know what I mean? It's a great show. He's been doing a lot of really cool ones, and it's great, man. So definitely check out Podcast Rock City. We also got to shout out our, you know, the other Kiss podcasts. You know who we're talking about. We're talking KST, Kiss Room, Podkissed, Creatures of the Net. Almost Human. Have you guys checked out this Almost Human on YouTube?
No,
I haven't gotten to that.
It's really cool. He does these reviews, and it's a video show, you know. So he's reviewing. He'll do each album, and he's pretty fucking cool, man. You should check it out.
I just found Pot of Thunder.
I haven't heard that one yet. Is it great or what?
Yeah, they do one song a show.
That's pretty cool.
They break it down one song at a time. They're pretty good. They remind me a lot of KST.
Yeah, I could dig that. That'd be awesome. I'll definitely check that out. But yeah, just keep listening to all the Kiss podcasts because they're all really fucking cool.
Yes.
And I listen to them all. And I think you should too.
You could download every show that comes out in a month and you could listen to that. You don't even need satellite radio or TV. You could just put on Kiss podcasts and have fun listening to your people talk about your favorite band.
Right, it's great. And you know, there's other podcasts too. Like the whole Kiss podcast opened up a whole world to me. I didn't even know about podcasts, dude, at all.
Right.
And there's quite a few that I listen to that aren't about Kiss. And you know, like, podcasts is my new TV, you know? I don't even watch TV anymore. I just listen to shit constantly. And I dig it, and I'm going to keep doing it, and so are you, obviously.
Yes.
But I think we might call it a wrap on this one. We just want to say that we love Paul Stanley, and we think you should, too. You know, he's the man, period. Any last thoughts on Paul from you guys?
I hope he doesn't stop before he feels like he needs to.
Right.
And I know that in the book he talked about, you know, it's coming to a close, you know, for him.
Right.
But I hope that if they go ahead and if they do go and do 2.0, I hope he takes it as seriously as we would hope him to.
Right.
Picking a replacement for himself, you know.
I just can't see anyone replacing Paul, and we talked about it before, but
yeah.
I guess we'll find out. The future, we'll see what is in the cards. I don't know. But I'll be there, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it. So stay tuned out there, Kiss Army. And once again, I'm Jody Havnot.
I am Joe Polo from Podcast Rock City.
And I'm Rachel Ann.
From what?
From
Strange Ways and all kinds of other stuff.
I put you with Strange Ways now,
Rachel.
Yeah,
you're part of Strange Ways now, Rachel. Own it.
Well.
I mean, you're part of the crew now. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's not like this is your first episode.
I know.
Yeah, you're going to be around, so stay tuned for some more Rachel Ann out there, people. She's cool.
Yeah!
Anyways, we're going to call it a wrap. It's going to be a long episode, and you're going to dig it, and I'm going to do a lot of editing, and I hope you like it, and we're going to say sayonara.
Bye!
Peace!
Peace!
All right, Kiss Army, that's another episode of Strange Ways going down in the books. We hope you really enjoyed it as much as we did doing it. We always have a good time doing these things, and we hope that you really like listening to them. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned, and we want to invite you to join us on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, Stitcher. Dude, just Google it. You'll find us. Anyways, thanks again for listening, and as Ace might say,
keep on rocking.
Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Join me each and every week as I give you my opinion on all the KISS topics and news of the week. I talk about every era of KISS with a number of guest hosts from all your favorite KISS podcasts. Check the show out on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Podcast Rock City, your 20-minute KISS fix.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
KISS!
It's your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
Honey, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're better when you're getting fucking fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry, too. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, salute. I'll go home and get your fucking
copy of Crazy Nights.
Motherfucking
History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and all over the place.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkist.
I love Eskimos, you know. Things.
That's pretty close. I had written all sorts of songs.
My mother is beautiful.